Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
So she wants to become an American citizen, your wife?
Yes, she is interested mostly in becoming a citizen of both for dual citizenship, which you technically can...
You can have dual citizenship in both Egypt and the United States?
Yes, yes. And so she went to the department, to the federal building that she's on, Wilshire Boulevard, and she got the information, and there is a test that you are supposed to take, and you can study for this test. And so I said, well, let me see the question. She said the questions are very difficult.
And are the questions you're saying, Mr. Fadin, are more difficult than any American?
Yeah, sure. The questions pertain mostly to a branch of government and statements in the Constitution, statements in this Declaration of Independence and so forth. And so I said that this is not fair because the average American who was born in this country, you see,
right,
could not answer these questions. And yet they are going to keep us from becoming citizen if we can't answer these questions. And so immigration awareness began organizing volunteers for February the 5th, which is going to be 1 week from Saturday. And we'll try and spread the awareness to Americans that they are Americans only by virtue of the fact they are lucky to be born in this country, but they would never qualify.
Well, I mean, Americans, we're born here.
But you have to understand that if you had to take this test that they give to immigrants to become citizen, you would never pass this test. You see, and so the people who become a citizen
have to know information that people who are born here don't.
Have to know information people are born here do not. And
now, immigration awareness is an outreach program whereby you're just sort of stopping people on the street?
Yeah, we're going to not necessarily stop people, but let's just say to them, we're with immigration awareness, we want to ask you questions about citizenship, and we will ask questions from this test. And the chances are, a very good chance, that they will not be able to answer these questions. And so we will say, you see, you can't answer a question that an immigrant must answer, and we'll talk to them about that and how it is that they are a citizen, and yet we must answer these questions, you see.
And what are you hoping to do?
Well, what we're essentially hoping to do is to make the test more uniform, make it something that is going to reflect what Americans know about their country as opposed to what the government wishes, I suppose, they know, you know. And,
well, the test to become an immigrant, there's a written test, a lot of things that you have to do.
Oh, yeah, sure, but the written test is...
But the test to become an immigrant has specific questions, and maybe you could pull it up for me, Chris, online. I know you can. I don't know if you have it in front of you, Mr. Fadin.
Well, I've got just a few questions. For instance, the executive, judicial, and the legislative branches of government, they ask you what are the difference between these. They ask you the different questions concerning representatives. And you can stop your average American on the street and ask them these questions. They're not going to know the answers to these. So, for instance, they ask how many stars are in the flag. What color are the stars in the flag? What do the stars of the flag mean? The average American will never know this in a million years. What makes the laws? Which branch of government makes the laws?
Well, it's the legislative.
You know this, but most Americans would never pass this test in a million years. But I made the point, you know, on immigration awareness. If I ask the average American, for instance, what has two all beef patties, you know, this kind of thing.
You mean a fast food question?
A fast food question, yes. That would be...
Well, you don't propose we put fast food questions on there, do you?
I'm not saying anything other than if they're going to ask questions that Americans can answer, they must ask questions same of immigrants. So the average American knows more about going to McDonald's, the drive-in, and or what's on television tonight than they do about their own government.
It's an interesting thing. Immigration Awareness Day, February the 5th. I'm talking with Raj Fanin. Mr. Fanin, from originally from Egypt. Your wife was looking into citizenship. Are you?
I feel I'm not inclined to want to be a citizen, because that means that culturally I'm drawn into this country, and it's not very encouraging to live here and to know that the average person could not tell you what is an amendment. You know, who was the first president of the United States? The average American doesn't know this.
I think everybody knows who George Washington was.
Everyone knows the name George Washington. They don't know that he was the first president. But immigrants must know this. So, you know, the immigrant is much more intelligent. But ask an American this question. Which hamburger is square? You know, where can I get a good cheeseburger? You know, they'll know the answer to this.
All right, 1-800.
Because of this.
So what you're saying, we know more about food.
Well, Americans know much more about fast food and this kind of thing, yes, than they do about the country. And Americans know that, for instance, I could ask the average man, what is the number? The number two is what at McDonald's?
Is that the cheeseburger?
Right. Most Americans know what is the number two at McDonald's. You know, because their obsession, this disgusting obsession.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Raj Fanin with Immigration Awareness about the written test that is taken by immigrants to become a citizen. It consists of questions which he feels, you feel, sir, most Americans born in this country would never be able to answer.
Without question.
All right. You're talking about Americans and their need to eat fast food. When you say you want to make the questions easier, you're not saying let's put fast food questions on there.
I don't know, Phil, what should be on this test, but I know it should be something that everyone can answer the question. You know, so if you want the Americans to pass a test to become citizens, don't ask the American where does freedom of speech come from? What part of the Constitution does that come from? You know.
It's from the first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights.
Yes. You know that, but...
You're saying the average American doesn't.
No, the average American knows more about what time, the drive-thru at Taco Bell is open.
Well, see, again, you're going back to the fast food thing.
But this is what we've been able to identify as ACE. If you are to ask every American a question from one area of life that they would all know the answer to, most of them, the question, most people know, for instance, I'll give you this question.
Tell me, on Immigration Awareness Day.
Yes.
I'm an American. You say what?
I would say, excuse me, sir, can I ask you a question? I'm with Immigration Awareness, and I have a question to ask you about the country. And
all right, and so I say, okay.
So I ask you, sir, can you tell me what part of the Constitution is the Bill of Rights? Now, you are a talk show host, so you know the answer, but if you're the average American, you're not going to know the answer to that. So then I say, okay, what is the name of the clown at McDonald's? Do you know that most Americans will know that answer? Most Americans don't know how many states there are.
Come on.
No, it's true. Most Americans are confused as to the number of states. And yet I can ask them, who is Jack? What does Jack look like? They'll say big head with a pointed nose, you know.
The clown at McDonald's is Ronald.
Well, there you go. You know both of the answers, but most of...
So do we put that on an immigration test?
No, but look, I can say to the American, can you tell me how many states? They say, I don't know. All right. How many burgers has McDonald's sold since the 1968 when they put,
You know, I used to work at McDonald's when they had the sign said over 3 million served. Not, what is it now? It's like...
I don't know, but most Americans could tell you it's probably 150 billion. And then what does that tell you about how much this pig wants to eat? The pig would rather eat the McDonald's than...
What do you mean pig? Are you talking about an American?
No, I don't mean...
You want to use a term other than pig.
But you see, these pigs are only going to want to know how 500 million sold instead of my country is founded on the Bill of Rights, you know.
All right, let me get to a phone call here. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Raj Fanin from Immigration Awareness. Michelle, go ahead.
I cannot believe, first of all, that you guys would even let somebody that is so arrogant and pompous yet ignorant about facts come on the show and represent something about Immigration Day. I see some of his points.
What do you mean ignorant? Everything I'm saying is true.
I mean, how much time have you spent here, my friend, and how many Americans have you interviewed?
This is a test you must take to be an immigrant, to be a citizen. Can you tell me the answer to this question? What do the stars in the flag mean?
You know what? Every American
that
was born here went to school and learned it.
All right, so what's the answer?
The difference is between your analogy of Big Mac and everybody knowing that number two is whatever it is.
You don't know the stars, but you know.
That's a day-to-day thing.
What do you order at McDonald's
every
day?
You have a lot of Americans that you are probably interviewing that have not been to school in quite a few years, and they don't remember everything.
Well, I asked you the question, so you answered the question.
But you open up a book and take a look, and they're like, yeah, that's right.
Michelle, hold on. Michelle, he asked you the question. What's the answer?
You know what? I actually can't. They stand for the state. I know.
But I bet you can tell me what you order at McDonald's every morning. What do you get? Do you get the sausage McPatty?
I very rarely go to McDonald's because that is how you become obese.
But you do go there.
I think this is a stigmatism that you have of Americans, and I'm not sure how you're justified with that.
It's not called a stigmatism. It is a stereotype.
Exactly. Stereotype.
What is the Constitution? Okay, you
the
don't know that?
The Constitution.
Yes, what is it? She
so
doesn't know. These two
me.
Questions she
now,
does not know.
Now, let me ask you this. You've asked
Who's the clown
You've
at McDonald's?
You've not answered my question at all.
You haven't answered my question. I asked you two questions.
How long have you been here, and how many Americans have you interviewed
I'll answer your question when you answer mine.
The Constitution is the basis of our law system. It is what governs our entire country.
Wrong.
What do you mean she's wrong?
Well, that's not a good enough. All right, let me ask you this. Who is the fat purple man at McDonald's? Yeah, see, she knows.
That's a really important thing to understand.
Your point, Mr. Finney, is Americans don't know. Americans couldn't pass the immigration test.
No, never, never. But they make an immigrant take this test. Why not make the test something that everyone can pass?
And well, you're going to have it constituted what? With questions about fast food?
It's something Americans know.
That's the point.
It's something
Americans. What kind of question? You can't seem to even answer your own question about what we should put on these tests. The only thing you can refer to is fast food.
Yes, that is what most people in this country know. I ask you, you say I go to McDonald's. You know more about the McDonald's. What do you ever get McFlurry? Do you get Do you get the cheeseburger or do you get what do you eat?
I very rarely eat at McDonald's.
Jack in the Box. Where do you go? Jack in the Box?
Irrelevant.
Have you ever had spicy chicken?
The thing you have to understand about taking that test, and
spicy
I don't think
chicken.
That this is clear for you. That test is designed so that an immigrant can come into our country and have a general-based knowledge.
Yes, but it's knowledge that most Americans don't have.
It's a democratic system.
Do you ever get McGriddle?
How laws are made, how they're overturned, how they're passed. What does the president have control over and
Michelle,
what does he not?
Have you ever ordered a McGriddle?
It's important for you to have an understanding of that. If you want to become somebody who's eligible to vote in this country,
are you,
you need to have a basic knowledge of that.
But you should
borrow
the
questions. If you don't like those questions,
you guys are like really talking over each other here.
But you can't answer those questions is the point. That's what I'm saying.
But you are right. There are some on there that I could not.
So you should go back to...
It's been a long time since I've studied.
You know what? This girl is not listening to anybody.
I think...
And neither are you. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
When was your last pork chop inhalation? These are the questions I ask myself.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
But Mr. Fanina, what I'm saying is you're talking over the caller, the caller's talking over you.
For me to say, I'm simply trying to make my point, and she would not shut her mouth.
Well, I'm saying that neither one of you were hearing what the other was saying because you were talking. Now, are you suggesting that we have questions on the immigration test?
I am saying simply something that the young lady could not understand. Make the questions that everyone can answer. Don't make them questions that only an immigrant must answer. That young lady did not know the answer to the questions. So I'm saying...
So you want a question on there, what's in the Big Tasty?
That's true, yes, sir.
That's a McDonald's hamburger.
You'd say Filet-O-Fish, which do you prefer, McChicken, the McChicken Premier, or the straight McNugget?
It sounds ridiculous.
Well, it may sound silly, but it is something that is completely familiar with the American. Big Tasty, do you like the Big Tasty, Big Mac? Then you can get into Carl's Jr., which, of course, is terrible. I cannot even imagine that. There's a double pastrami at Carl's Jr., and I cannot imagine any human being eating at Carl's Jr., honest to God. But what are you going to do?
Have you eaten there? You must know.
No, but my son ate there. He went on an outing for school. They took them to Carl's Jr. He came home. He had... bad bowels for 2 days from eating at this place, But so if you ask people a question, do you eat double pastrami,
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Gretel. Hi, Gretel. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to make a comment to this gentleman that's saying about Americans or your average American not knowing the answers to these questions.
Yes, ma'am.
I was born in Mexico, but I came here at the age of 5, so I was pretty much raised here. I'm 32 years old, and I just became an American citizen last year in July.
Do you like it?
And in July last year. And those questions that you're saying that are difficult, that are not normal, that no one can answer, they're the most easiest questions that you can possibly ever have.
For you, because you're an educated woman. No, you're
educated. Common sense.
No.
Common sense when you asked this young lady before that she said, what are the 50 stars on the flag?
Exactly.
It represents one per state. There's 13 stripes for the first 13 colonies.
But she did not know this. You know that because you're a smart lady. You're an immigrant to this country. You work hard. But she was born here. And all she knows is, let me have double pastrami, please. That's
you
all
think
she
she's insulting Americans.
No.
If you want to be an American, or if your wife wants to be an American, you should earn it. Just
are you
like
not
every
an
other immigrant?
Are you not an
who
American?
Has passed the test.
You're American. I'm not insulting you, but she is born American, and so she is born.
Born stupid. Did you say she was born stupid?
I think if you're born in this country. You're born
You keep insulting Americans. Whether you're an immigrant to this country and you naturalize, you don't do that because you want to be a part of this culture. You want to be a part of this country.
But
you also want to help
improve the country too, Gretel. You want to have some fun? You should come with me to immigrant. We go down and listen. You walk up to America and you say, hey, "Do you supersize or what do you do?" And he's going to get all pissed off. See, one of the things...
Well, why would you want to do that? Gretel's asking that question.
Because I don't think it's fair for this good lady come from Mexico to have to study so hard. But the people born here, they're born with an extra helping of dumb.
You know what? I studied because I wanted to become an American citizen, because I wanted to be a part of this country.
If
you say your wife wants to do it, then she should study just like everyone else who has taken the test.
Isn't it true? If I moved to Mexico, I would have to learn the hat dance and all of that, right? Or whatever you do.
You're insulting everyone. Now you're just insulting Mexico.
No, I didn't mean to insult you.
What do you mean the hat dance?
I'm trying to say the culture of the country, right?
Not everybody does
the hat dance. The hat dance is not the culture of the country.
You know what's the song that goes... cucaracha, la cucaracha, la-di-di-di-di-di. Is that...
So you think that's culture?
I thought that was you. I don't.
Hold on for a minute, Gretel. Hey, hold the line, everybody. 1-800-449-8666. Why do immigrants have to take a test that most Americans couldn't pass? The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8666. The epitome of radio. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
But that's what I said. You know,
you are equate. In other words, what you're saying, Raj Fineen joins us from Immigration Awareness on the 5th of February. You're going to be asking Americans questions from the immigration test. Do you have some of those questions?
Yes. This is a question that you are asked. What is the head executive of a city government called? What holiday was celebrated for the first time by American colonists? Who was the main writer of the Declaration? But see, I'm giving you these answers. When you take this test, you are not allowed to study for this test. They just give it to you, you know. And
why don't I? So that must be very difficult.
Yes, and yet we pass it, okay? And the Americans could not pass this test if you put, and forgive me for saying this, but if I put both barrels of a shotgun to their genitals, they would not.
Please, sir.
But this is the point I'm trying to make.
No, but that's over the top. Okay, that's a little overstated.
But the point that I'm making is that.
Well, so you're going to ask Americans a question like what?
I would ask, for instance, who signs bills into law, and they won't know. Most Americans don't know. And then I'll say, okay. I'll say, complete this phrase. Two all beef patties, special sauce, pickles on a sesame seed what?
Bun.
Right. Then they'll get that in a second.
I think it's insulting.
It's insulting to ask me, an immigrant, to answer questions. Most Americans would, they'd still be thinking about it. If you gave them 2 months, they'd still be thinking about it.
I want to go. I'm very sorry, Gretel. I forgot you were there. Just wanted to finish up with you because we had to.
Is this the lady I was speaking with?
Yeah.
Let me say, Gretel, I admire that you are able to take this test.
I just heard you say right now that they just give you the questions and that you don't have time to study.
No,
that
you don't.
It's so not true.
They
because anyone can go. Listen, anyone can go to the INS website and download the questions and study them before they even go to the test.
How many Americans have a computer to go to? You know,
plenty.
No.
My goodness, you're in America.
Look,
and you know, you just keep going back to that whole fast food thing. It's insulting. It really is.
But that is what Americans know best. If you say to American, Carl's Jr. You know,
you see, there you go again with the fast food. You know, you just should leave that whole fast food thing alone.
Why do you keep doing the fast food thing?
Because that is what Americans know best.
Well, then, if that's what America is to you, then why do you want to be an American citizen?
Because it's a great place to make money. It's a great place to.
Well, then stop complaining about it and embrace it.
My wife is not fair for my wife. She says, I have to answer these questions. And you ask the average American, hey, Mickey D.
Your wife needs to stop complaining and start studying the questions. That's what she needs to do, just like every other immigrant who has taken the test and passed it.
But yes, but even if an American studies this, he's not going to know.
All right. Gretel,
even if what?
If an American were to study these questions, he's not going to know. Because he went to school for 20 years, and he still doesn't know these questions.
No, where you're wrong.
No.
I don't know what corner you're standing on.
Are you kidding me?
You're standing at the wrong corner.
Are you crazy? Look, America goes to school. They learn this in school, but yet you ask them, they don't know.
Well, look, it's a long time since we were in school. Gretel, thank you. Thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686.
People know the founder of... If I say, who founded Mickey D? They're going to say, oh, Ray Kroc. I say, okay, who started America? And they'll say, Abraham Lincoln? And no, you stupid pig. Abraham Lincoln was in the Civil War, you pig.
You're not going to get anywhere calling them pigs.
No. But I'm pointing out to them that they're pigs if they are going to go and say, I want double Western bacon burger, but they don't know who started the country. True or false? Most people eat the cheese off the wrapper from a quarter pounder.
This is insulting.
No, it's a real answer. True or false? Most people suck the cheese off a quarter pounder wrapper.
False.
No, it's true. Most people will look at the quarter pounder wrapper with the cheese on it. See, this is what people know. It's sad, but it's true.
Let me go to Juanita. Hello, Juanita. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I resent everything that man has opened his mouth and said. I was born and raised in this country.
Yes, ma'am.
And he talks like a terrorist to me because that's what they call us, pigs.
Oh, please.
And I have a doctorate degree. I learned all of that in school. I can answer most of what was said. But, you know, after you've studied this, your wife can learn it if
well,
she wants to be in this
school.
Country.
You studied it in school, and I bet you can't answer the
well,
question.
Well, I don't have to answer you.
Yes, you do.
You have to answer that to be in our country. And
who
if your
president?
Wife don't want to, if your wife doesn't want to be, wants to be in this country, I don't think you should even have a right to be here the way you talk.
Can
call
I
us
ask
pigs.
This, can I ask this lady a question?
Don't be insulting.
I just want to ask easy questions.
You call
go
us
ahead.
Pigs and stupid. I've been
no,
listening
no, no, no.
to you.
Not you.
Yes, you did, and all you're talking
no.
about is McDonald's.
But you go to Carl's
Jr.,
don't
you?
You
know what I think
you?
About you? I think you're stupid.
How many crullers from Dunkin' Donuts did you eat today?
I don't have to answer any of your questions.
See, that means, yes, she ate
I
crullers.
Don't have
that's
to
right.
answer your questions
but you,
because
you,
I have
you,
a doctorate
right,
degree, and I do know.
Hold on. Both everybody, just calm down. This is Phil.
Okay.
Now, I want to say... Hold on, Juanita.
What did she say? She has a doctoring degree? What kind of degree? You have a doctorate degree?
Yes, I do.
What kind of doctor are you, ma'am?
I'm a doctor of philosophy.
Bull crap.
To watch it.
Do well, what?
Look, if you're a doctor of philosophy...
In theology.
In theology or philosophy or both? Both of them.
Both.
Okay.
I have both. Now, let
then
me,
you are very
educated. To, let me tell you something. If you want to be in this country...
All right, hold on. What did you want to ask the lady?
I just simply want to ask Juanita one small thing, then I will say, let her say... Can you eat a dozen Bavarian cream donuts in one sitting?
I don't want to talk about food. I want to talk about the country.
Okay, let's
all
which one,
Egypt?
All
you do is keep going back to the food and you call us pigs.
But that's all American
that
knows.
That sounds to me like you're a terrorist.
Is your point, Mr. Fineen, that the only thing Americans really know anything about is fast food?
The only thing they know in great depth together, yes.
Well, this lady's a doctor of theology.
No, I know this lady educated, but if you took all American... And there is one subject that they all knew as well as the next. That would be crullers, Dunkin' Donuts, McFish, you know.
You're calling us pigs. You are calling us stupid. You know.
Well, you have to
why
admit.
Why don't you go back to Egypt?
You have to admit for a doctor
why
of philosophy.
Why don't you go back to Egypt?
Because I don't want to.
Well, then shut your mouth about our country.
No, there's free speech. I will exercise
well,
the free speech.
Well, you can have free speech, but I don't appreciate you calling us pigs. You have to be part
no,
of
no,
a terrorist
no.
to do it.
I just mean that if... You, know,
you have to be a terrorist to be doing that.
I think you have a doctorate in philosophy like I've got one. Anyway...
Well, I beg your pardon.
Why did you choose
did
the fried chicken?
Did you just call
chicken?
Me a liar?
Well, let me ask you this. Why
did,
you...
did you just call me a liar?
Yes, I did. Now,
well, why are you calling the
I
woman a liar?
Why are we keeping him on this radio?
I don't, ma'am,
because he's stupid.
I'm very sorry, ma'am.
I want to know,
he
do you
is
choose
stupid.
Fried chicken or the garden salad?
I'd say all he can talk about
is
food,
food
and he thinks we're all stupid over here, so he's
no,
stupid.
I don't think you're stupid, but you
but
want
yes,
to
you
answer...
Yes, you called us stupid and pigs.
I didn't call you stupid. I said some of the... How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
What is this? What is this?
All he wants to talk about is food.
Is this what you're going to be asking people on an immigration test?
It's what the people know. This is what I'm going to say.
If he comes in our country,
Americans are pigs.
They have to learn what our country's about. He may not know it 10 years from now.
Juanita, if you're a doctor of philosophy, then I want to weep. For the future of this country, because I asked
See,
you...
there again.
No. I asked you how many licks to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop, and you can't answer.
I don't have to answer your questions.
But
I'm telling you I don't resent what I've been hearing out of you.
So you don't know?
Why would she have to know that?
I don't have to answer your question. If you want to be a citizen, or your wife does in this country, let her study and learn.
Here's the question for you. What's an Indian?
If we went to Egypt, we'd have to abide by their rules.
All right, Juanita.
What's an Indian, Juanita?
Never mind. Juanita, thank you.
I don't have to answer your question.
You don't know the answer to the question. You don't even know what an Indian is? Oh, my God.
Don't know what a what is?
An Indian. Do you know what one is?
An Indian?
Indian, yes. What is an Indian?
Well, I happen to be part Indian. Do you like that?
Sure.
Cherokee Indian.
Hey, would you tell me you were part black if you were part black?
I'm Cherokee Indian.
No, it's black.
Well, what does that mean?
That's a lot of blacks say. They're part Indian.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, you're black, right?
No, I'm not black. I'm Caucasian.
You're cocaine?
Caucasian.
All right.
No, you said cocaine. No, you said cocaine.
I said Caucasian.
No, listen to her.
Caucasian is what she's saying.
She said cocaine.
I said Caucasian.
Listen to that. She said...
If the lady has an accent, it's a Tennessee accent.
I'm from Tennessee.
Well, what are you doing? You're doing a lot of blow down there in Chattanooga?
Doing what?
Blow.
Doing what?
Are you doing blow?
He means cocaine.
I don't even know what that meant.
He's
an idiot.
But I bet you if I told you...
He has to be with a terrorist.
All right, I got a break.
He wouldn't cause this problem.
I got a break.
Why don't you go back to your bacon, western, and cheese bag?
Why don't you
shut up
and go
thank
to
you
your
very
head
much.
Back to India?
Go back to India.
I got a break. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Soul of America. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Yes, you can sing your song.
I want to do it.
That's all right. I got to get to my flashback, though. This is from Johnny. Writes, Phil, Monday night, January 10th, I was driving home from work when you did a bit about a guy, and I don't remember his name, but he kind of sounded like Herb Sewell. He was suing the owner of a car wash because the owner told him if he rolled the windows down, he would get the feel of a tsunami. Well, about the time he said his son stuck his head out the window and got a swirly from the machine, you guys lost it. Anyway, about 10 minutes later, I went through a large puddle out in El Mirage and rolled my truck. A couple of hours later, I'm lying in the emergency room, and I'm laughing, and the nurse says, is everything okay? And I told her that it was just something I heard on the radio. Thank God I did not need a sponge bath. Thanks, John. Here it is, John. Ray, you were telling Chris that your son was injured at a car wash?
Yes, sir, he was. And we are filing a lawsuit. I wanted to give you the name of this company, if I could.
Well, where was this?
It's in Lowell, Massachusetts, which is where we're from originally.
All right. Your son and you were in a car wash, and your son was in... What, tell me about this, because it was some kind of a promotion?
That is correct. The owner of this car wash was advertising his car wash... that he was going to turn it into a thrill ride for this weekend that we went to. And that he was
going to turn the car wash into a thrill ride?
That is correct. He called it Tsunami, the Thrill Ride. And
so based upon the tsunami in Southeast Asia?
That is my understanding, correct. And I determined that this might be fun to do. I said to my son, would you care to go to this car wash? They're going to turn it into a... kind of like a thrill ride where you can go and be in a tsunami, because he had been reading about it in school and he had been studying it in school and so forth. And he indicated that that would be a great deal of fun for him. So I read in the paper about this gentleman turning his car wash into a thrill ride called Tsunami the Ride. So we drove over there. We were told to lower the windows in our car, which we did do at that time.
All right, so you're going through a car wash with the windows down to what? So it's going to rain on you?
Well, the owner of the station, I spoke to this man, a man by the name of Bernard. He said that it was going to be just like a tsunami. And, of course, I've never been in one. My son... My son had...
What's so funny?
Oh, I just had a thought. It was a joke I heard at work today. I'm sorry. let me get back to what I was trying to tell you.
Yeah, all of a sudden you started laughing.
Right, I was just I heard a Pollock joke. I mean, not a Pollock joke, but anyway, so he indicated, yes, we will turn it in, so go in there. And I said, all right, should we go in there? And he said, yes. So I got in my car, I rolled the windows down. I'm still thinking of this Polish joke I heard. I'm so sorry, Mr. Henry.
Well, maybe because you're filing a lawsuit, this is a serious thing.
No, you're absolutely right, sir. So I went in with my son.
Now, you have the windows rolled down in your car. You're going through a car wash. You know you're going to get wet.
We understood we were going to get wet. We've been on a great many thrill rides. There's the wonderful thrill ride that we've been on out in California on the Disney, in the Disney California Adventure Park, which has a river raft ride. So we understand about that. But what occurred, and the reason why we're filing the litigation we're filing, is that there was no safety built into the ride. My son put his head out the window briefly.
The Polish joke?
Yes, sir. My son put his head out the window briefly, and the brush from the car wash grabbed a hold of his head and gave him a swirly. And
are you sure you're not laughing about what happened to your son?
No, it's the Polish joke that I heard, and also a new blazer that a friend of mine bought. And so he gave my son a swirly. And I am...
What is a swirly?
You've never gotten a swirly?
No, sir, I have not.
Well, in college, we used to stick a guy's head in the toilet and flush it. It would swirl his hair up. And my son came out of this car wash with a head that looked like a garden gnome.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Okay, are you ready, Amit?
Yes, ready.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Saw an American and Mickey D's stuffing his face with a quarter pounder and cheese. Whoa, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, yeah.
Yeah.
For the fat burger, too, Americans break. Dip their fries in the chocolate shake. Whoa, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Whoa, yeah. Woo. Uh-huh. And then the Yankee loves the Okie dog. Spend an hour in the bathroom and something went wrong. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Panda Express, you always go. Double sweet and sour chicken, I'm ready to blow. Oh, yeah. All right.